Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is everyone okay? How bad is it? None of the automated control systems are responding. I'm switching to manual. Come on, you ancient piece of scrap.
I don't think it's working.
We're spinning too fast. It's hard to compensate.
If we hit the ground at this velocity, we're dead. We have to stabilize.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
45 times the square root of x2 over y2 minus... What's Earth's gravitational acceleration rate?
9.8 meters per second squared.
Right. If we use the ACS, we can stabilize it in 6.8 seconds.
It's offline, though.
Yes, the primary CPU is fried, but if we bypass it, we can use the secondary.
You can do that?
I can't make any promises, but I think it will work.
Do it!
One problem.
What?
We have to do a hard reset of all the main systems.
What main system?
The main system.
You mean power down the shuttle in mid-air?
Yes, and then I'll have to reprogram the secondary CPU's algorithms.
How long will that take?
25, maybe 30 seconds.
I might be able to regain control manually, but if we power down the shuttle, there won't be time to try both. How sure are you that it'll work?
I don't know, 60%?
Those are not great odds.
I'm with you either way, Captain.
A good captain does not have all the answers. She leads from her strengths and trusts her crew to make up for her weaknesses.
You're going to have to be more than just a talented pilot.
Risk is the path to progress.
We're running out of time. It's one or the other.
We're 60 seconds from the surface. I'll need at least 20 to slow down enough to pull away. Let me know as soon as you finish.
Got it.
Please confirm system restore.
Yes!
I'm sorry, that was not a valid response. Please say cancel or confirm.
Confirm!
Processing.
Did it work?
Please stand by.
Computer!
System restore complete.
Go, Mira!
You can do this!
I'm doing calculus in my head! Shut up!
Warning, collision imminent in T-minus 35 seconds.
Please tell me you're close!
What did I say?
Collision in 30 seconds.
She can do it!
Got it! Stabilizing!
Collision in 25 seconds.
Here we go!
Altitude warning. Proximity alert. Collision in 5.
Welcome to Observe and Report Season 2, Episode 6, Finale.
targeting system detected.
The Phoenix is firing again! Mira, get ready! What are you going to do?
I'm tired of dodging missiles.
Maneuver sequence ready.
Got it.
Here we go.
Warning, hull integrity critical. Warning, propulsion system failing.
Okay, can we land now, please?
Sir, we've lost contact with Phoenix One.
What about the target?
Dark Star, status of target? Dark Star confirms target is returning to Kill Box One Alpha.
Tom, patch me through to the ground team.
Mission control to ETC, priority message.
Martinez, Commander wants to speak to you.
ETC actual.
You have the hostages?
We have Sharp.
There was another also. Find him. They're coming back.
Martinez, there's another set of footprints here that didn't leave with the shuttle.
Echo team, we're not alone. Carter, set up overwatch on the hangar. Watson, take the RV. I want full coverage. Scarver Jones on me.
Get me a drone.
Commander, I need a UAV with infrared on station to track down our missing person.
Stand by.
Sergeant, my ground team is requesting ISR at Killbox 1 Alpha.
Scrambling Global Hawk to Killbox 1 Alpha.
Sir, release the airlock now.
I can't let you take that shuttle, Garrus.
I'm launching the shuttle and finding my daughter.
Leave the airlock open if you'd like. We both know you'll be sucked into space.
Security, breach the door.
I'll do it.
No, he won't. Security, now!
Security, belay that order.
Luna?
Security, stand down.
Captain Fiera, what do you think you're doing? Don't tell me you're wrapped up in all this.
Zarek, explain yourself.
This is a Central Intelligence matter. You have no jurisdiction.
This is my ship, and those are my guards. If you wish to take Lieutenant Commander Amara to the brig, you can take him yourself.
I'm warning you, Captain. Do not cross me.
You don't intimidate me.
Well, it seems you're all in line for an official disciplinary review. If you wish to prevent that, you will follow my orders as the ranking official on this vessel.
No one move.
Fine. You can all go down together.
Computer, release the airlock. Override Fiera 117626.
Airlock released.
You're wrong, Zarek.
About what?
It's love.
What?
Love is what makes us great. Captain Fiera, I thank you. I'll return soon.
Bring my crew members back safely, Lieutenant Commander.
Aye, Captain.
Dave taught me a few of his tricks. Come on, let's go find them.
We meet at last.
Martinez?
Sharp, are you okay?
Never better.
You must be Zuri. It's nice to meet you.
What have you done with Dave?
Dave, huh? Must be referring to our host who mysteriously disappeared. Probably off in the hills somewhere. Not to worry. Jones will find him soon enough.
We've got you 3-1, Martinez. Drop the gun.
You really think I'll be out here without my team? One word from me, and you all drop dead. Now please, drop your guns before this gets messy.
Just shoot him already!
Wait. Do as he says.
Very good. Now my commander has instructed me to bring the aliens in, alive. But space is limited on my transport, so let's begin by eliminating non-essential personnel. Carter, Shoot Alan, please.
Wait!
No!
Mira, wait!
I won't let them hurt you!
If you don't let go, we're both dead! You have to let me go!
No, Alan! I didn't go through all this just to watch you die!
Stay away, Mira! Or stop, please!
You don't tell me what to do!
I won't let you die for me.
That's not your choice.
Carter, you have a clear shot. Fire now!
Negative, Martinez.
Watson!
Can't do it, boss.
Jones, do it!
Negative.
Scarver, if you ever want to see your daughter again,
I suggest you put a bullet through Ellen's head right now.
Don't even think about it.
They have my daughter.
We'll help you get her back. Trust us.
Looks like that's a negative for me too, sir.
Sounds like you just lost your team.
You think I need them? You want something done right? You gotta do it yourself.
You need me alive, and I'm not moving.
Sharp, get Mira out of the way.
Is he confused?
Sharp's with us.
You are with us, right?
Of course I am.
That's not what he agreed to in the hospital.
Sharp, what is he talking about?
I didn't agree to anything.
How do you think we found your little hideout?
A tracker. Dave tried to warn us. You went along with this?
I didn't have a choice. I tried to protect you.
Sharp, I know the truth about your family. Help me win this, and I'll take you to them.
He's lying. He has to be.
It's true. Cheryl told me the truth before she died.
If Cheryl knew the truth, she would have told
Cheryl me. Cheryl was just using you. She withheld the truth so you would keep working for her.
Tell me where they are.
Help me take the aliens.
Martinez is a liar. You can't trust him.
He's the one trying to use you.
We used to be family, Sharp. Gonna choose them over me?
Make a choice, Sharp. Him or us?
Martinez, you can end this right now.
Time's running out, brother.
Sharp.
You're not my brother.
Wrong choice.
Sharp!
What's happening to him?
He'll be fine for now. I didn't hold the button long enough to actually kill him.
Wait, what button?
What did you do to him?
Where am I? Who are you? What happened?
We've been waiting for you, Agent Sharp.
You're with ETC?
You were shot and sustained minor injuries. Your pretend friends left you in the alley to bleed out and die, but we saved you.
Alan.
I'm going to cut right to the chase, Sharp. I want you back. You are the best leader ETC has ever had. What will it take? Double your salary? Better benefits?
Actually, why don't you come a little closer?
I'm listening.
Good. Because all the money in the world wouldn't be enough to bring my family back.
I thought you might say that. That's why I had our doctor install an insurance policy before he patched you up. This is an x-ray of your chest, and that thing right there next to your heart is a remote-controlled 200-volt pacemaker. Any attempt to remove it will activate it at full power, and you'll die. You will also wear this listening device, which you will not remove or tamper with if you value your life. Any attempt to warn our visitors about our new arrangement will also result in your death.
If I refuse...
Would you like a sample? It's not lethal in small doses. I just press this little button right here and you get a shot of cardiac arrest. I hear it's very painful.
Martinez! Stop this!
That's enough!
Sharp! What's going on?
If I hold this button down for more than 10 seconds, Sharp will die a slow and painful death as his heart rips itself into shreds. So now that you understand who's really in control of this situation, here's how it's going to go. First, you three will accompany me to my helicopter.
Don't go with him.
I said that's enough, Sharp.
If we don't do something, he's going to kill Sharp.
What do you have in mind?
What if we... Hold on. This can't be right.
What's wrong?
Infrared shows another heat signature approaching Martinez's position, but there's no one there.
First aliens, now ghosts?
Stand by.
Stop! Please! I'll go with you. Just stop killing him.
Now that's more like it. You too. Let's go.
We're not coming.
Mira.
Shut up, Alan.
Well, I guess one alien is better than none. But I can't let you two go free. So...
Wait!
What the...
Drop your gun, Martinez.
Who the hell are you?
My name is Dave. That's all you need to know.
You must be that old man they were worried about.
Put the gun down, or I'll shoot.
Carter, you have the target?
Locked in.
Three.
That's really not an option for me.
Two.
One!
Dave!
Everyone, stay back. I'm warning you. Whoa! What the?
He's unarmed.
Carter, I'll kill him right now, you hear me? I'll kill Sharp. Ah! Damn. Okay. What now, Carter? Huh? You gonna shoot me too? Ah!
Zuri, here. Zip tie his hands. Use two.
Where did those shots come from?
Shots like that? It had to be Carter.
Dave, are you all right?
That's a lot of blood.
The only chance he has is if we get him to the canvas.
I'll be fine.
No, you won't. You're coming with us.
Sharp, here. Martinez was hurting you with this somehow. Is this what you meant when you said you didn't have a choice?
It has a built-in tracker, and they forced me to wear a
Listen,
wire.
Sounds like we have bigger problems to worry about.
But I thought we destroyed the Phoenix.
Well, apparently, they built extras.
Sharp, take this.
Everyone get back inside the hangar.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Those are Phoenixes. Heat's turning up. What's our play?
ETC, command requires sit rep immediately.
We need to salvage our relationship with DOE while we still can.
There's nothing to salvage. The UAS has been watching and recording everything.
This is Commander Ritzfield. You'll all be court-martialed for treason if you don't answer right now.
Looks like we've officially joined Ritzfield's kill list.
I say we bug out.
In what? The Hilo with a built-in GPS transmitter? We won't last a minute, and I'm not hoofing it through miles of desert.
Sharp's in there. Let's help him out if we can.
The Phoenixes are flying low, probably for precision.
They still want the aliens alive.
I might be able to do some damage with the 50.
What are we talking about here?
I think we just changed from alien hunters to Phoenix slayers.
Turn off your IR strobes. Let's not give them an easy target.
This isn't looking good, Zuri!
How many of those things are there?
At least three.
Mira, Alan, see if you can get the shuttle back in operation. Fast as you can.
Zuri, about the tracker.
Save it, Sharp.
Look, I just want...
I was almost home! And Dave was shot because of you.
Let me make it up to you.
Find a way to deal with those jets.
Use the plasma rifle. It's not much, but maybe it'll buy us some more time.
Last guy who bought us time bit a bullet.
We should be so lucky.
Suri, help me walk. We need to get to the control panels on the catwalk.
There's
like a million.
From the top.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Mira, how long until takeoff? I need at least 10 minutes. Make it 5.
Is this the fastest this thing can shoot?
We'll never get out of here if we don't deal with those jets.
Set me down at this terminal, and you go to that one.
It looks angry!
On 3, pull that red lever. 1, 2, 3!
You have an energy shield? But how?
Incoming! Woohoo! Yeah!
It won't take many more hits like that. You need to leave now!
Carter, engage targets at will.
Engaging.
Watson, Scarver and I are going to get Martinez off the field.
Moving.
Got you covered.
Suri, ready for takeoff. Come on, Dave.
I'm sorry, Suri, but I cannot go back.
What are you talking about?
Besides, looks like I don't have enough time left anyway.
No, I'm not losing anyone. Not again.
You must let me go.
Suri, we have to leave. Now!
Dave!
Go! Go!
Sharp!
Yeah?
Get up here and help me carry Dave to the shuttle.
Coming!
Carter, we've got company!
Listen.
My rounds aren't doing anything. That's what I'm talking about!
Dash, how does it look down there? What am I stepping into?
3 of those jets attacked. Looks like one of them was shot down. I've almost hacked into the second one's OS, but it's taking longer than last time. They upgraded their security. Going for the engine this time.
Negative. Just weapons. We kill humans. It's just one more reason for them to fear and hate us. We have to build a bridge of trust.
Weapons it is. Also, I found out how they're coordinating their attacks. They're using a radar-enabled Boeing E-767.
I'll just pretend I know what that is.
It's a big plane with a radar dome on top. Anyways, it gave me an idea.
Tell me.
Status? Should be okay to fly.
Should.
I'm about 80% sure, which is very impressive for 5 minutes.
That'll have to do. Everyone strap in. We ready?
Punch!
Okay, here we go.
What happened to 80%?
The other 20% happened. It's an antique that took a hit from a missile. There's a million things that could be going wrong with it. The power cells could be ruptured, the inertial dampeners could be out of alignment, the motherboard circuitry could be shorting out.
Okay, I get it.
Guys?
I guess this is it.
We did our best. That's all that matters. I'm proud of all of you.
Hey, do you hear that?
Oh!
What just happened?
This is Lieutenant Commander Garrus Amara aboard SCAS Shuttle 5486. Is anyone still alive down there?
It's Garrus!
We're here. Was that you just now?
Looked like you could use a hand. The last jet is bugging out. You're safe for now. Requesting permission to land. Over.
Yeah. Just pick a spot wherever, Dad.
See you soon. Over and out.
Darkstar confirms. Phoenix 2 and 4 are down. And the third has lost weapons capability.
I can't reach our ground team.
What else do we have? Raptors? Warthogs?
Darkstar standby for additional assets. Darkstar, come in.
What's going on?
Darkstar, this is Mission Control. I've lost contact with the AWACS.
Scramble a replacement.
Sir?
Commander, it seems you haven't been entirely honest with me about the threat we're dealing with here.
Nothing is more important than this mission. Do you understand me?
I understand that you want to commit more of my pilots to your ill-conceived operation against a threat that we're not prepared to deal with. And if you wish to continue, you're going to have to level with me.
I don't answer to you, General.
Sergeant, cease and desist all operations associated with Killbox 1 Alpha.
You're making a big mistake.
No, Commander. I'm ending one.
I can't believe it. Your dad just saved us.
Just in time.
You coming?
Yeah, I'll just be a minute. Dave.
Zuri, you did it.
We got lucky.
Listen, don't let your father take all the credit.
Okay. Dave.
And tell him, I'm sorry that I didn't believe in him.
You're gonna tell him yourself, okay? He's landing right now.
I'm just glad I didn't make the same mistake with you.
Dave. Dave, stay with me. Dave!
Cade.
Cade?
Oh, he probably went by Dave, huh?
He said you worked together.
That's right. He was my commanding officer. And my friend. Zuri, what else did he tell you?
Nothing, really. He just asked me to tell you that he's sorry for not believing in you. Any idea what he was talking about?
Probably just when we first started working together or something.
It seemed pretty important to him. Dad, is there anything you want to tell me?
Nothing comes to mind. Is there something you want to know?
We should take his body with us, so we can have a proper ceremony on the canvas.
No, we can't.
Why not?
What I mean is, let's bury him here next to his wife. I think that's what he would have wanted. Earth was Cade's true home.
Yeah. Okay. Dash, you there?
Zuri, is that really you?
It's good to hear your voice again.
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, come on. You weren't worried, were you?
I mean, no, no, of course not. No.
Listen, I have a favor to ask. Sharp, come here.
It's always something with you.
Sharp has a GPS transmitter implanted in his body, and it's designed to release an electric shock if we try to remove it.
Ugh, what kind of sick freaks thought that up?
Can you disable it?
Well, after everything I hacked in the last half hour, this should be a piece of cake. Oh, hey. Speaking of cake.
Focus, Dash.
How did you find this?
I came across it one evening when I was out for a walk.
Those flowers are fresh cut.
They're beautiful.
Cade loved Lucille more than anything. He'd want us to bury him by her side.
Okay, real quick. Are we seeing Dave or Cade?
I think we should call him Dave. The way his wife knew him.
Dave it is then. So who's gonna start?
I will. Dave saved our lives. He shared his home and his resources with us when we were in need. And he helped me find who I was. Thank you, Dave. Here, Alan.
Dave was a good guy. A little rough around the edges, but if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have found the courage I needed to make it through all of this. So thanks, Dave.
If it weren't for Dave, none of us would be here. And if it weren't for him, I don't know if we would ever have admitted our true feelings for each other. We'll miss you, Dave.
Dave, you grouchy old man. You were right about trust, about this crew. I need to know what happened to my family, but it seems that in my quest for answers, I've actually found another family right here. I'll miss you, buddy.
Dad, would you like to share a few words?
Of course. Dave, I know things were kind of rough for the past, well, 70 years. But when push came to shove, you took care of my little girl. I owe you one. Thanks for being there when I couldn't. From now on, I'm going to try and be there more. I hope you found Lucille. You're sitting on a beach somewhere drinking vintage Acoli or something. I'll see you on the other side.
Jones.
Hold on. Aren't you still transmitting to HQ?
The alien's tech, you disabled it. We're secure. How's the leg?
Gets better every day.
Glad to hear it.
You have some explaining to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry I left you guys behind. But I got a lead on Jules and the kids, and I had to move fast.
Any luck tracking them down?
These aliens are supposed to have records of everything that happens on Earth. Is there anything she can find out what happened?
I guess you made some new friends, huh?
Hope I haven't lost my old ones. What's your next move?
My daughter's in DOE custody. After what happened today, I have to assume she's no longer safe.
Family means everything, Scarver. Go take care of your little girl. And take care of each other. Here.
What's this?
The keys to Dave's Jeep.
I can't.
I can.
DOE will confiscate it if we leave it here. He'd want you to have it.
Don't think this means you get to drive, Scarver.
Sharp, before you go, I just want to say sorry for, you know, shooting you.
That was one hell of a shot, Carter. Huh? I'm just glad it was you and not Watson behind that rifle in Vegas.
Good to see you too, boss.
Listen, DOE probably has a QRF on its way here now. You better get moving.
Hey, Sharp. If you ever need anything...
Same number?
Yeah.
Sharp, we gotta go.
Take care of the guys.
I will. ETC, let's load up.
Shotgun.
You know I technically outrank you.
Shut up and get in the back, Scarver.
Okay, engine's hot. Ready for takeoff. Next stop, SCAS Canvas.
Oh, wait.
Now what?
Actually, there's one more stop we need to make.
Oh, no.
I can't believe we're actually doing this. Thanks for taking us in your car, Johnny.
You know I'm always down to hang.
And these seats are so comfortable. So comfortable we fell asleep last time we were here.
Huh?
You did what?
This car might be humanity's greatest feat of engineering.
The term you're looking for is lit.
But you don't need headlights in the daytime, right?
No. Lit means sick.
Huh?
You know, dope, Gucci, snatched, on fleek.
On fleek? English makes no sense.
Oh, brother. You guys know I have a car too, right?
That scrap heap we left at Area 51?
Hey!
Alan, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. I prefer my car, actually. Lincolns are overrated.
He's jealous.
I'm not trying to flex or anything, bruh. I'm just blessed.
Blessed?
That's what you say when something good happens.
You speak a different dialect of English than we were taught in the academy.
So you guys are really aliens, huh?
That's right.
Lit.
Oh, I get it. So, like, we're dope?
There you go, you're getting it.
Shh.
I like this new dialect.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. May I take your order?
Wait. Barth, is that you?
Missouri?
Didn't we give you thousands of dollars? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I spent it all on a ring.
A ring? Wait, is this that weird human custom where the guy gives a girl a piece of metal to wear so everyone knows you're married?
Well, it's the diamond that matters the most.
So are you saying you actually told Camilla how you feel? How did she respond?
She said she'd think about it.
Alethians don't do wedding rings, huh?
You can get me a ring. That would look on fleek.
Ugh, can you unlock the windows, please? I think I'm gonna be sick.
Anyway, can I take your order?
Why didn't you go back to Ed's?
I tried. He wouldn't take me back. He said he'd already hired someone else. Can I take your order now?
Oh, yeah, of course. Can I get 10 double cheeseburgers, 10 large fries, and 10... Oh, right. 15 extra large milkshakes, please.
And a couple cinnamon rolls.
Okay. And what flavor would you like those milkshakes to be?
It comes in different flavors.
Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
5 of each, please. Oh my gosh.
Wait, didn't you promise Dash a whole month's supply?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not carrying a month's worth of food. So if he wants more, he can come down and get it himself.
I think your chances with him would be better if you delivered on your promise. Just saying.
Ooh, guys.
Chances? What is he talking about?
Well, you know what? I also don't want him to get fat, so...
He's got a sick figure to maintain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm so proud of you right now.
That'll be $97.42 at the first window, please.
You know, Barth, you're not as bad as I thought.
Wish I could say the same about you.
Good luck with Camilla.
Good luck with outer space, I guess.
All right, everyone. We're almost to the canvas.
Dad, I need to talk to you about something. When we broke into Area 51 to get our shuttle back, we saw another Alethian shuttle.
Are you sure it was Alethian?
Definitely. It was an older design, so it must have been a long time ago.
Listen, you must never speak of what you have seen on Earth.
Dave said the same thing. Why?
It is imperative that word of this does not reach Alethia. Tell me you understand.
We were thinking we might be able to use our knowledge of the shuttle as a bargaining chip to get reinstated when we get back to the canvas.
You don't need to worry about that now. It's all taken care of.
Dad, what are we hiding?
Sorry, what's going on? I don't know, Mira.
Listen, all of you. The situation on the canvas is very delicate. Let me do the talking. Speak only if you're spoken to. Everything will be okay once I get a chance to explain. Remember, not a word about the other shuttles.
How can you expect me to trust you when you don't trust me enough to tell me what's going on?
Look. I know that none of this has been fair to you. It's not that I don't trust you. It's just... the reason I can't tell you is... I can't tell you because the truth would only burden you. It's a secret that... it's a secret that you would have to carry for the rest of your life. You could become a slave, as it has enslaved me.
But I want to understand what you're going through. I can take it.
You have no idea what you're asking.
Dave said that you saved Earth, but that it cost you. Is that what this is about?
I need you to trust me.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I love you so much. All right, it's time to face the music.
Stop right there. Hands where we can see them. Now step out slowly.
It's Sarek.
Jade's father?
This isn't good.
Garrus Amara and company, you are under arrest for the following charges. Treason against the Alethean Empire. Unsanctioned use of an Alethean vessel. Illegal contact with the human species. Trespassing on an Alethean military vessel. Sedition. Espionage. Behavior unbecoming of an Alethean space... I'm sorry.
Observe and Report is written by Nate Fisher. Script supervision by Jason Barajo. Sound design and score by Nate Fisher. And cover design by Tanya Franzen. This episode features a new original song called Ascending, which will become available along with the rest of the Season 2 soundtrack soon. The cast for this episode includes Felicia Hebner as Zuri, Megan McMulkin as Mira, Jeff LaFortune as Sharp, Christopher Edwards as Alan, Andre DeMond as Martinez, Jeff Scalf as Garrus, Jake Spencer as Dash, Eric Zeisler as Dave, Jenny Enriquez as Amanda, Christopher Roberts as The Recruiter, Tatiana Yerxa as Jones, Demetrius Watson as Watson, Michael Hofert as Carter, Jason Klinger as Scarver, Kimmy Andreessen as Luna, James Ike as Sirik, Kim Rasmussen as Captain Fiera, Benjamin Briggs as Roken, Tim Linton as Bartholomew, Philip Colicatronis as General Graves, Josh Portillo as Sergeant Evers, Matthew Schaefer as Tom, Alyssa Fisher as The Computer, Marcus Kolick as Johnny, and Philip Trad as Keenan. If you enjoyed this episode of Observe and Report, please consider subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing. And as always, thanks for listening.
The ground operation was a failure, as expected.
What about the pacemaker and the tracker?
They served their purpose. The aliens disabled them before they left the surface, as expected.
And what about the backup transmitter?
Currently in geosynchronous orbit over North America aboard the most sophisticated craft in our solar system.
Good work. You've lived up to your reputation. Let our friend know the good news.
Of course. Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Roken, I have a surprise for you.
You're late.
Save the drama, Roken. I found her. I'm forwarding the coordinates to you now.
Adequate. Expect my arrival.
With eager anticipation.
And transmission.
Is gratitude an alien language to you, or what?
The time has come, Kinu.
Are you sure about this, Admiral?
Do not fear. Our victory is assured. This is Grand Admiral Roken. All hands to battle stations. We depart for Earth in 1 hour. Lieutenant, fire up the engines.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.